This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our Lions insider who covers this team all week long joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Birchie Kidd, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. I'm actually inside my bedroom right now. We're not down at Allen Park today, but happy to be here nonetheless.
Well, good. I don't know what you're doing in your bedroom, but we appreciate you joining us.
Hanging out, man.
All right, so the news today, Daniel Jones signed with the Minnesota Vikings. The Lions name got floated out there by Jordan Schultz, a Fox insider, over the weekend. Was there any interest at all, do you think?
No, I didn't sense that there was. You know, we actually caught up with Hendon Hooker yesterday in the locker room for our podcast, and he spoke pretty confidently about the strides that he feels like he's made this season. And obviously, you know, getting some of those game reps has been really productive for him, and playing underneath Jared Goff's wing has helped him develop his own game. I don't think the Lions ever gave that serious consideration. I think that they do feel like Hendon Hooker is a viable backup for them if they have to break glass in case of emergency.
Podcast, where can you find this podcast?
Wow, Gator, funny you should ask. You can find that podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. And you can rate, review, and subscribe, or just listen as background noise to give us extra listens and maybe one day extra profit.
What's the name of the podcast?
The podcast is known as the Detroit Football Network Podcast, and we break things down on a granular level all week, take you inside the walls of Allen Park, talk to players, have a pretty big player interview scheduled for next week, but I'll just tease that in Karshian fashion and well say done. Tune in like to next week's podcast to find out.
Very smart, very smart. So another move the Lions made, they decided to release James Houston. You know, we've been talking about James Houston all season long, what they need to do with him. Was this a situation where he just never really recovered from the injury, or he got exposed?
I think that was definitely part of it. You know, we saw the bend and the explosiveness he had off the edge back in 2022. I don't know if he ever recovered that bend to the full degree after that fractured ankle. And then ultimately, he just no longer suited this Lions defense. And when Dan Campbell was asked about it yesterday, for as sort of vague and nondescript as his answer was, thought it was also pretty telling when he just said, look, we had him up for a number of games, and it just never worked out. And that felt like a gentle way of saying it was never going to work out. You know, I think James Houston can thrive in a defense where maybe he can freestyle a little bit off the edge and rush in a way that makes him most successful. But as Justin pointed out on our podcast yesterday, this is a really rule-heavy defense, and you have to be assignment sound. And as coaches often say, rush with integrity. And it felt like James Houston too often just didn't do that, and it reached a point where he wasn't worth keeping around on this roster anymore. I don't have much doubt that if he ends up in a defense that allows him to play with a little bit more freedom, I guess, off the edge and unleash more of his own athletic strength, that he might thrive again in this league. But it just wasn't going to happen here, and I think the Lions were wise to admit that and make that decision. But look, James Houston's a great guy. I wish him all the best, and he certainly still has some ability in there, but it just wasn't going to be weaponized here.
All right, Khalif Raymond placed on the injured reserve list today. Who are the likely candidates or do you suspect gets called up here?
Yeah, well, for one, I got to figure out who's going to be the return man, and I don't think they love the idea of Amon-Ra St. Brown handling those duties moving forward. There's just too much risk in asking one of your most valuable offensive players to expose himself to 11 guys trying to tackle him at once multiple times a game. And look, you can tell St. Brown to err on the side of safety in that role. He won't listen. I mean, he said it yesterday. Like, I don't play scared. It's not in me. So if I get a chance to return punts, you know, I'm eye in the end zone. And I just don't think that's a risk the Lions should be taking. There's guys on the practice squad and Maurice Alexander who could get called up. You know, he's shown some electric ability as a return man in the past. Jamison Williams said he was crying for an opportunity last week to the coaching staff on the sideline. Hey, give me a chance. And they went with St. Brown because his hands are second to none. The other guys who might get a look, Donovan Peoples-Jones is the most experienced punt returner on this roster. So he's a guy, and then maybe Tom Kennedy. But I think anyone other than St. Brown makes the most sense moving forward.
Carlton Davis got banged up at the end of the game on Sunday. His status kind of in doubt. If he's not able to go tomorrow, who starts on the opposite end of Terrion Arnold?
It's a great question, and I'm leaning a little bit towards Emmanuel Mosley. And obviously that was Kendall Vildor who stepped in last week for Terrion Arnold. And look, he didn't have the best of games. He might have had the worst of games, but they survived it nonetheless. I think that Mosley, given his proven production in San Francisco as an outside corner, is a sensible option to step in there. The Lions viewed him more as a slot corner entering this season, but he's proven that he can play on the outside in the past, and he has the experience in big games and against some big-time receivers, and now he has his feet wet after last week that you can expect him to slide in there rather seamlessly. I think Davis is missing certainly Thursday and maybe even next week too. We saw him yesterday in the locker room. He had the electric stim hooked up to his knee, and he told me he's feeling better, but I don't think the Lions are in any position to rush him back, and knee injuries are nothing you want to play with. So it'll help to have Arnold back in the fold, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Mosley get a look on the outside on Thursday.
I apologize. You haven't mentioned, is David Montgomery slowed, or is he going to be good to go?
He's good to go, and you could have told him he wasn't playing against his former team, and he would have laughed in your face and then played anyways. You are not keeping Demo out of this game. You know, it's funny. I was talking to him after the Jags game, and that's when he told me that the Lions are kind of the land of misfit toys. You know, he feels like it's a bunch of rejects on this roster, and he's the most prominent example. He said, look, I played in Chicago, and I wasn't good enough there. So Detroit took a chance on me, and I ensure every single time I play, they know that was not a mistake. And when he was asked about getting to play his former team last week after the Colts game, he just sort of grinned. He's looking forward to this opportunity. He's going to be running with as much force as ever and then some on Thursday against his old team.
Monday on the morning show, Dan Campbell was talking about Taylor Decker probably being out, and if he's out, they asked him, would they put Penei Sewell back on the left side? And he said, well, at least, you know, we had him practicing on the right side, but we can always move him to the left. Yeah. What are they going to do with the offensive line? Is it going to be Skipper on the right or Skipper on the left?
Yeah, it'll be Skipper on the left, I would assume, with extra help from tight ends and running backs. And this feels like the most critical matchup in the game. You know, obviously the Bears have some big-time receivers who might be playing against some some inexperienced corners. But to me, it's Dan Skipper versus Montez Sweat, you know, in the same way that the Texans got Danielle Hunter on Skipper often in that Sunday night game. I would expect the Bears to do the same with Montez Sweat. And look, the Texans were a handful, and Danielle Hunter was a handful for Dan Skipper. And the offensive line as a whole, though, that game struggled, including Penei Sewell. I would expect the offensive line to play up to its standard on Thursday, and that would seem to mitigate whatever advantage the Bears might have against Skipper. You know, the Lions were, and they've admitted this, were caught off guard by two teams in particular last season, and specifically with the fierceness and aggressiveness that those teams rushed with on the defensive line. And it was Green Bay on that Thanksgiving game, and the Bears really both games. And the offensive linemen have acknowledged this. They responded the right way against Green Bay this season. I would expect nothing less against the Bears on Thursday.
Well, the Bears, Caleb Williams, they're hoping he's turned a corner and that their offense has turned a corner since they changed OCs two games ago. They lost them both, but Caleb Williams has looked better running the ball and throwing the ball. What have they talked about the keys to slowing him down tomorrow?
Yeah, it looks like he's playing his best football. Yeah, the keys to slowing him down are limiting the options downfield. You know, he's got three really good receivers in Odunze and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. It seems like Odunze has been involved a little bit more since the OC change, and certainly they're letting Caleb air it out. I think he threw 47 times last week, and he's driving the ball downfield in pretty aggressive fashion. So, you know, it's holding up against those receivers and then getting a good push up front. For as much as, though, that the Lions might be undermanned at cornerback, you still feel good about the secondary because Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph are the erasers on defense. Ben Johnson talks about Gibbs and JMO having the speed to erase mistakes on offense. Well, Branch and Joseph have the range and the ball skills and like the perceptiveness on defense to make up for some deficiencies around them. So against a young quarterback, and we saw this last week against Richardson, we'll see it again on Thursday against Caleb Williams. I think this defense is just going to present all kinds of different looks and come at them with coverages that turn into blitzes and blitzes that drop into coverages to confuse Caleb Williams as much as possible. And if they do that and can make him think twice about making throws, then that's when Joseph and Branch can really leave an imprint on this game.
Birchie, you got a young family. Beautiful young family. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you dressing the kid up like?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your turkey, what's happening?
Well, I'll be wearing my traditional turkey hat on TV. You can catch that on Fox 2 pregame show. I'm not sure the plans to dress up Little Man, though. He just kind of is a turkey in general. I mean, he's just gobbling around the apartment, crawling around like a little turkey. So he's already fully in character. He's in costume at all times. And yeah, we're looking forward to his second Thanksgiving. Since he entered this world, man, the Lions are the best team in the NFL. So I think we'll keep him around for a little bit longer. How about that?
That sounds great. You got family coming in?
Yeah, I got my parents in town. They're actually here right now watching Little Man. I got my brother in town. They'll be hitting the game tomorrow and then hitting the bars afterwards. Maybe we'll do a Jack Fox rendezvous at the break, man. That's Jack Fox's post-game spot, as he told me last week. So if you want to catch Jack Fox, just look for him surrounded by family and friends all wearing Jack Fox jerseys at the break, man. And you might catch the Birchfields there, too.
Nice. Well, have fun, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks always for your hard work.
You guys as well, man. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
All right, thanks, buddy.
There he is. The Birchy Kid joins us to preview every Lions game the day before here on, well, the Friday usually before, here on 97.1 The Ticket.